This is the Seabed Daily Text for Thursday, January the 11th, 2018. Awaken from dry bones to the river of life, day 4. Ezekiel 37:1. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. Awakening begins in the middle of a valley full of bones. The mysterious miracle of awakening happens not so much on the mountaintops, but in the low places of loss, the rough places of brokenness, and in the dark places of desperate need. The valley full of bones is a vision of profound need we know we could never hope to meet. Yes, we are first awakened in this valley of vision by an awareness of need. We often first perceive this valley of bones in the form of the great needs of people in the world around us. Certainly we live in such a time today. But hasn't every age and generation in the history of the world been in need of an awakening to the mercy and grace of God? Yes. So why do awakenings come in some generations and ages and seemingly not in others? Awakenings happen in eras when those of us who look out on the desperate need of our time finally realize the desperate need in ourselves. Awakenings must begin with us. No, awakening must begin with me. I must awaken to the reality that I stand in a valley full of bones, and mine are among them. That's the hardest part, because I am pretty sure I'm already awake. The prayer, Lord Jesus, help us to be more humble. We confess we don't know what we don't know. I know you, Lord, at one level, and yet I know there are so many more levels at which to know you. Break through my stuckness. Interrupt my sleepiness. Come, Holy Spirit, and awaken us to more of you. We welcome it. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, would you share with your band a sense of what you think the Holy Spirit aspires to do in your life these days? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.